What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, July 30th, 2020. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're going to go through the news, then we're going to open up the phone lines here and let you call in with your comments, questions, observations, and opinions here. So getting right on into it, earlier today, NASA lifted off the Perseverance mission to Mars. The launch was beautiful. Everything went fine, so it's on its way to Mars, carrying this little drone helicopter. And of course, this mission is definitely geared to look for ancient life. I wonder why they qualify it like that. Shouldn't it be looking for current life as well, based on the findings from Viking back in 1976? But that's the primary mission of Perseverance, is to hunt for signs of alien life. One of the cool things it's going to do is it's going to dig up a whole bunch of samples and leave them in these little canisters, caches, whatever you want to call them, for a future mission to come on down, pick them up, and bring them back here to Earth. And I hope they're perfectly sterile by the time they get back here to Earth. Because if panspermia is correct, then any microbes that went from Earth to Mars probably survived the trip. And any microbes that come from Mars to Earth are probably going to survive that trip as well. Remember that Martian meteorite they found in Antarctica not too long ago? Back in 1996, I think it was. Anyway, over in Missouri, a little bit of good news. The Missouri Attorney General has dropped all charges against the McCloskeys. Now, if the name seems familiar, this was the couple that basically protected their home from a bunch of violent rioters by flourishing or brandishing, if you will, an AR-15 and a handgun. As it turned out later on, the handgun was non-operational. It was a prop used in a trial. And it had to be reassembled to make it fireable again. That alone would have gotten any case thrown out of court, because that's evidence tampering. And but in any case, it's a moot point because the Missouri Attorney General is dismissing all the charges brought by Kim Gardner, who's the circuit attorney for St. Louis. So that's over and done with. And I agree with this decision. I think everybody has a natural right, an inalienable right, if you will, to defend their home against people who are demonstrating a violent behavior. So I'm perfectly okay with that. Now, Donald Trump, I don't know, he's a disappointment. What can I tell you? He is a disappointment. I'm still glad he beat Hillary Clinton, but he has been a disappointment. Trump is now suggesting delaying the election because of COVID-19 to avoid fraudulent mail-in voting. Now, he doesn't have the authority to do that. That's, you know, election day is set in the Constitution. But it tells me that he's beginning to realize that he could have this election stolen from him. Well, Donald, we've been warning you about this ever since you got the job, and you had plenty of opportunity to try and fix the election system, and you didn't do anything. You disbanded your Election Integrity Commission. You dumped it all on the Department of Homeland Security, who has proven themselves not your friend during that whole Russiagate situation. And you had plenty of opportunity to fix the election system. We even put out a plan for you. We put it up at whatreallyhappened.com, how to have honest elections. And instead, you went and played golf. And now you're looking at the very real possibility this November's election is going to be stolen from you through the mail-in voting. The Democrats are desperate to scare everybody to stay at home with the pandemic and vote by mail, because then they can rig it. So, Don, this is what you get for not taking care of business when you need to. Now, Representative John Lewis has been lying in state. They had his funeral today. And did you see the crowd? And some of them, most of them had masks, except for when they were talking, they'd take the masks off. But if people can line up to pay respects to Representative John Lewis, then they can have in-person voting in November. That's not what the Democrats want. They want mail-in voting, because that way they know they can rig it and steal it. And that's what they're going to do. They tried to do it in 2016. They failed miserably, and now they're out there. If at first you don't succeed, cheat again. And Donald Trump is right to be concerned about vote fraud, because four people indicted last year in connection with a scheme in which homeless people in Skid Row were allegedly offered money and cigarettes in exchange for false and forged signatures On ballot petitions and voter registration forms have pleaded no contest, according to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. Now, Richard Howard, age 64, and Lewis Thomas Wise, 37, pleaded no contest Friday to one felony count each of subscribing a fictitious name or the name of another to an initiative petition and registration of a fictitious person, according to the district attorney's office. So, see, it is going on out there. Election fraud is a reality of life. And Trump was in a position to fix it, and he didn't. He failed. He dropped the ball. One of the reasons I'm disappointed in him. Because fixing the election system, having honest and fair elections, has repercussions way beyond Donald Trump himself, way beyond this administration. In fact, if you want to talk about having a legacy to leave to the country after you've left office, that would be it. Honest, fair, verifiable elections, that would be a wonderful gift to give to the American people. So we're seeing the aftermath of the tech moguls hearings up. Jim Jordan hammered Zuckerberg, Bezos, and Cook to kick off the hearing. And this was a remote House Judiciary Subcommittee meeting on antitrust law. And there is no question we're dealing with monopolies here. And they're not supposed to be monopolies in this country. Now, Amazon is out there saying there has to be large companies. You know, we're good for the country. And a lot of people obviously going to disagree with that. Anyway, Zuckerberg has refused to apologize for Facebook's inflated claims about video views on its platform as Democrat Jerry Nadler flays him for lies which caused journalists to lose their jobs. Now, Zuckerberg denied knowing that Facebook's video stats were inflated for more than a year during the Wednesday hearing before the House Judiciary Subcommittee. He'd been asked about the scandal by Chairman Jerry Nadler, who tore into the Facebook boss because based on these metrics, news publishers fired hundreds of journalists, choosing instead to boost their video division. Zuckerberg said, "Congressman, no, I did not, and we regret that mistake, and we've put in place a lot of other measures since then." And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you here. Okay, Jeff Bezos got quizzed on whether Amazon designated its own products, but not its competition, as essential deliveries during the pandemic. Now, yesterday we were talking about how Amazon crushed out its competition by investing in small startups, gaining the proprietary information regarding the products that they were making, and then started to make a competing product. And now Bezos is being asked if, in fact, Amazon was giving delivery priority to their own competing products rather than those of these startup companies they'd invested in. Most of these startup companies have been driven out of business. It's a very aggressive, I guess is a good word to use, way of doing business, getting rid of your competition, buying them up and then wrecking them. Shades of Roger Rabbit, buying up the red car to shut it down, which, by the way, is based on what appears to have been a true business story. Apparently, at one point, Jeff Bezos was having problems with his microphone, was trying to talk to the committee over this virtual hearing, and was on mute. And at one point, was caught on camera sneaking a snack. Not as much gravitas as he might have wanted for that. Okay, the CEO of Google, on the other hand, is admitting the company engages in manual censorship and blacklists. Well, nobody doubts that. You don't have to look any further than what big tech has done when it comes to conservative speech on the internet. And now, of course, any challenges to the orthodox story of COVID-19. In particular, anybody who says maybe hydroxychloroquine really is helpful. And, oh, are they going to come down on you? I mean, they've shut down this frontline doctors organization. Their web hosting company just yanked their page. Boy, oh boy, the orthodox medical industrial complex is really, really afraid of hydroxychloroquine because they can't make money with it. It's been around for too long. They can't patent it. They can't have market exclusivity. They're going to have to basically, everybody can sell it, but that's competition that drives down the prices. What they want is something new that you're convinced is going to work a lot better, that you're willing to pay much more money to have. That's what's driving all of this. And if a few people should happen to die along the way or get really, really sick, well, piffles, that's just the cost of doing business and keeping our stock prices up. All righty, story that's coming on out of naturalnews.com. Google directly interfering with the 2020 election by censoring alt news websites. And by the way, if you try and search anything with site colon whatreallyhappened.com, it'll come up and say, can't find anything. You go to DuckDuckGo with the same argument string, you'll find everything that you need to find at whatreallyhappened.com. Anyway, so Natural News and Brighteon have been completely banned from Facebook and Twitter. Breitbart News is no longer showing up in Google search results due to blatant big tech censorship in the lead-up to the 2020 presidential election. That's why we need to stop going to these media, corporate media, corporate social media companies. You know, why use Facebook if it's going to be controlling what you're saying? Why use Twitter? Why use any of them? There are plenty of startups out there that are willing to practice censorship-free communication peer-to-peer between people. And somebody did a comparison. This was over an Investment Watch blog of comparing a Google search result with DuckDuckGo. And now DuckDuckGo is one of the web engines that still show you what's inside whatreallyhappened.com. So Google is a fantastic service for finding out practical information like, you know, how to install a new compressor on your air conditioning or something like that. But when it comes to politics and our culture and our society, no, cannot be trusted at all. Cannot be trusted at all. Now, the White House has issued a new executive order on online censorship. It prevents the tech giants from altering users' free speech, demands transparency of moderation practices. Apparently, it modifies Section 230 of the Communications Act, which allowed these social media platforms to operate not as publishers, but as platforms, which was the biggest mistake that they made. And again, Trump wasn't thinking when he signed that one into law. Sometimes I get the feeling that Trump really has been taken by surprise by all of this. And he shouldn't have been, coming in as an outsider and seeing the lengths that people were willing to go to keep him from winning the office, not to mention the aborted failed coup d'etat afterwards with the Russiagate. You know, Trump had to know how serious these people were. They were playing hardball. And he should have been playing hardball back all the time. Now, just to show you how completely wacko people can get about the, you know, we've got to ban this and censor that and get rid of this and tear down this statue and everything. Apparently, some people got upset because they saw what they thought was the Confederate banner. Red background, blue and white stripes crossed in the middle. The giveaway was no white stars on the blue part, and the fact that the stripes basically followed the long and short side of the flag. They weren't diagonal and crossed in the middle. In other words, they were looking at a flag of Norway, and they got all upset because they confused it with the Confederate flag. Is this what our educational system has produced? People who don't have a clue and won't let the absence of a clue stop them from getting on out there and screaming bloody murder about, well, whatever crosses their mind today. Anyway, Joe Biden is out there saying illegal immigration makes the U.S. strong. No, it does not, Joe. Sorry about that, but it really doesn't. And apparently Biden's friends are waging a campaign against Kamala Harris as VP. And apparently the latest rumor is they're pushing Susan Rice. And we'll see what's happening. As long as it's not Hillary, that's all I can say. As long as it's not Hillary, I'll be happy here. Okay, this one is probably going to blow up in his face, but apparently Donald Trump has axed an Obama-era diversity rule that mandated suburbs had to make room for low-income housing. And Trump has basically erased that rule, and he's saying that suburbs will no longer be bothered by low-income housing and crime will go down. Elizabeth Warren branded him racist. And I know that Donald Trump is counting on suburban voters to put him over the top in November. But it's not going to win him any points with minorities. Is it racist or not? Well, no, because income is what you can earn. And what you can earn is based on what you know, what your skill set are, and how hard you're willing to work. Now, if you go into a suburban neighborhood, you're probably going to find a lot of people who are not white, but who worked hard and bought themselves a nice little part of the American dream. So I don't really think it's racist, although Warren is going to say that it is, because that's the demographic that she's appealing to here. All right, over at the Department of Justice, hang on a second. All right, I'll have to take a look at that. The Department of Justice initiative to fight violent crime has extended to Cleveland, Detroit, and Milwaukee. So far from Trump appearing to back down from it, it looks like he's putting pedal to the metal. Black Lives Matter, meanwhile, is making homemade bombs out of fireworks and lacing them with nails. So they caught this Black Lives Matter protest group in Georgia. They modified fireworks and turned them into nail-laced bombs that they chucked at the Atlanta field office of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Okay, why is Black Lives Matter going after Immigration and Customs Enforcement? That's kind of a new one, because Immigration and Customs Enforcement, you know, isn't part of the police brutality problem. Anyway, the commercial-grade fireworks-turned bombs were discovered almost immediately after the protest ended last Sunday, prompting federal officials to investigate. What they found is that the makeshift devices were intentionally tweaked to make them deadly, putting the very lives of BLM targets at risk. Okay, well, that's an assault with a deadly weapon. Where are the arrests? Where are the handcuffs? Where are the jail cells? Where's the Black Mariah full of malefactors? That's what I'd like to know. All righty, over at the Pentagon, they have a new mandatory training course aimed at preventing leaks, and it describes protesters and journalists as adversaries in a fictional scenario designed to teach Defense Department personnel how to better protect sensitive information. The new course was recently launched as part of Defense Secretary Mark Esper's effort to improve operational security, or OPSEC, and clamp down on leaks. The training materials are public and include a video message from Esper, as well as a July 20th memo outlining his concerns about OPSEC and directing all DOD personnel to take a course to take the course within the next 60 days. Yes, there are some days the Pentagon leaks like a colander, actually. A while back, the Washington Post announced that it was going to capitalize the word black, but not the word white when referring to a person's skin color. Well, that drew a tremendous backlash, and as of yesterday, the Washington Post says they will capitalize both black and white when used to refer to a person's skin color. I got an even better idea. Why not you just avoid those terms completely? Okay? We're going to talk about a person. Let's talk about the person. What are their skills? What is their education? What are they doing that rates being covered by the news? As far as I'm concerned, we don't need to know their skin color. It's a moot point. It's used to divide us. I want to find out, are they good people or bad people? That's all I need to know. Is this somebody I can invite over to my home for dinner, or somebody I should lock the door on? That's what I need to know. That's what the news should be telling me, not what color they are. Ridiculous. All right, let's talk a little bit about the economic news here. Germany is seeing quite a plunge in economic output, or gross domestic product, partly because of the coronavirus and partly because of the decline of the global economy overall. And Goldman Sachs is out there saying that dollar debasement is what's driving gold's record rise. But gold and silver are both booming. Gerald Celente is out there saying the economy is going to crash and gold and silver are what you need to be hanging on to. He's absolutely right about that. Gold coins are a very good thing to own. All I can say is don't eat that chocolate bit out of the middle or the resale value just goes away. All right, we're going to take a break here for some commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and a reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network and WhatReallyHappened.com are in a state of perpetual fundraising because we need to replace equipment, we need to buy new equipment, and we need to keep going doing what we're doing, speaking truth to power. So if you can help on out, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. I thank you. And for those of you who have already donated, our heartfelt thanks. All righty, getting on back to the economic news here. People are watching the Three Gorges Dam in China with a tremendous amount of nervousness. They're saying basically, if it lets go, the China supply chain will be wiped off the face of this earth. The flooding is going to go right on through Wuhan, which is the center of all these diseases. It's going to reach all the way down to Shanghai on the coast. And it's going to just cut right through the heart of China's manufacturing and shipping infrastructure. And they're saying this could literally bring down the entire Chinese Communist Party if that dam lets go. So China, of course, is saying nothing to worry about. Yes, it's shifted. It's moved a little bit. There are cracks. and structural issues, but trust us, nothing's going to happen to the dam. As of the last report, the water level is something like 6 meters above what's considered the danger zone, and still rising because the rains are continuing, the monsoon season is on them, and there's flood water still trickling down from Tibet. All right, let's talk about COVID-19 and some of the ancillary stuff that's going on here. Dr. Simone Gold is out there saying Squarespace shuts down America's frontline doctors' website. The website is now completely gone. And again, this is just absolute blatant censorship. Website hosting provider Squarespace has shut down the website of the group, America's Frontline Doctors, following a press conference they held in Washington, D.C., according to Dr. Simone Gold. According to a screenshot posted by Gold, the web hosting service shut down the group's website for, quote, activity that's false, fraudulent, inaccurate, or deceiving, end quote. Now, who at Squarespace is a medical doctor that's in a position to know whether what these other experienced doctors, some of them 30 years practice, are saying? Okay, why are they declaring it to be false, fraudulent, inaccurate, or deceiving? Because the government says so? That's tyranny and dictatorship. Or is it because they own stock in the pharmaceutical industries and they want to get rich off of a patentable cure or treatment, more treatment than cure, for COVID-19? Remember, that's the business model. They don't want to cure anything. They don't want you healthy. If you're healthy, they can't make money off of you. If you're constantly sick, if you've had surgery that needs constant maintenance and care, then by golly, you're a profit center and they're going to love you for that. So it's not just the conservatives who are being actively censored by social media. It's everything. And you got to pay attention to that. And you got to go on out and you got to dig out your own information about what's going on and make up your own mind. Because you can just see with your own eyes how hard various vested interests are working to try and control what you think. Because all mind control is controlling the brain by controlling what it knows. And they're trying to make sure you don't know things they don't want you to know. That's what brainwashing is. That's what mind control is. They want to control your brain so that you will pony up the $300 per shot for a treatment for COVID-19 rather than $10 to $15 to be actually cured of it. Because according to Goldman Sachs, that's a bad business model to actually cure somebody. Just what are you thinking, curing somebody? And all of a sudden, the fact that they've never been able to cure the common cold makes a lot more sense, doesn't it? They don't want to cure the common cold. They want to treat you for the symptoms, and then you go back to work and you give the cold to a bunch of other people. They go to the pharmacy and buy a bunch of treatments. Then they go back to work, or they go to church, or they go to their PTA meetings, and they infect more people. And all those people come down sick and go to the pharmacy to buy a whole bunch of stuff. You can see how the mechanism works, right? That's why they don't want to cure. Look at all these commercials you see where, you know, they're asking for donations. We're seeking the cure for blah, 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 whatever they're seeking the cure for this week. But they never get cured. Look how long they've been trying to find a cure for cancer. Haven't found it. Don't want to. A lot more money to be made treating cancer than curing it. Donate money to find the cure for HIV. Haven't found that either. Lots of treatments, though. We're seeking the cure for muscular dystrophy. Haven't cured that yet either. Lots of treatments, though. All about the money. It's all about getting more money out of you using the fear of illness and death to just exploit that fear, to impoverish you, to enrich themselves. We were really much better off when medicine was considered a service and there were limits on how much profit they could make. When Nixon turned it into a for-profit corporation, that's when medical care went to heck in this country. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse of every day.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the reality of the medical industrial complex in this country here and how right now they're exploiting the COVID-19 pandemic to try and maximize their profitability by dissing, rejecting, ridiculing any possible cures that exist already in favor of a yet-to-be-developed cure, which can be patentable and sold at a monopoly. So anyway, there's a gentleman by the name of Dr. Harvey A. Risch. He's an MD and a PhD. He's a renowned epidemiologist from Yale University, and he's got like 300 peer-reviewed published studies under his belt. So this is a guy who walks his talk. He managed to get an op-ed published in no less than Newsweek magazine, and it makes a solid case for the use of hydroxychloroquine in conjunction with the antibiotics azithromycin or doxycycline, and the nutritional supplement zinc. And in this op-ed, he blasts the fake news media and leftist politicians for rejecting hydroxychloroquine. I think the leftists rejected it because Donald Trump was for it. Anyway, YouTube has deplatformed Dell Bigtree's The High Wire channel after his investigations questioned the rigged Excuse me. After his investigations questioned the rigged COVID-19 narrative of the World Health Organization and CDC. So they pulled the plug on him today following Dell's coverage of hydroxychloroquine, the low-cost, off-patent drug that an increasing number of doctors are advocating as a treatment and cure for COVID-19. No, you can't do that. We have to have something patentable. We have to make money. That's what we're here to do. We're not here to make people well. We're not here to cure anybody. We're here to treat them and make money. That's the mindset. That's the mindset that's out there. Anyway, The High Wire is a wildly popular broadcast covering vaccines, health freedom, masks, the pandemic, and much more. Del Bigtree has become a well-known analyst and celebrity among people who honor health freedom and medical choice. So YouTube's blacklisting of Del Bigtree is the latest act of malicious censorship by Google YouTube to try and silence all speech that discusses alternatives to lockdowns, vaccines, masks, and high-profit pharmaceuticals. And that's really what it's all about, maintaining the high profitability. All right, let's go to the international news here. Iran has launched ballistic missiles from underground silos for the first time and pounds an island with bombs a day after attacking a mocked-up U.S. aircraft carrier in the Strait of Hormuz. So they're definitely definitely rattling their sabers out there. Of course, the U.S. has been rattling the sabers as well. Donald Trump is pulling 12,000 troops out of Germany, slashing presence there by a third because Angela Merkel is delinquent on NATO spending. So the U.S. will bring about 6,400 forces home from Germany and shift about 5,600 to other countries in Europe because the country is delinquent on defense. It's always about the money. Always about the money. Okay, Israel has moved an advanced missile system to the Lebanese border on fears of an attack by Hezbollah. And a Hebrew language channel stated yesterday that the Israeli army expects an attack by Hezbollah during the Islamic Eid al-Adha holiday. And as a matter of fact, they had something else that came through. It's a little further on the talking points, concern about the Eid holiday. So the news channel reported that based on this expectation, the Israeli army has strengthened its forces in the north near the Lebanese and Syrian borders, deploying advanced missile systems, special rockets, and intelligence gathering capabilities. Okay, here we are. Okay, over in Southern California, Chapman University, they've got a large chunk of the Berlin Wall, and it's basically put up as a symbol of freedom. And for some reason, somebody has now defaced it, vandalized it, according to university spokesman. Okay. Last April, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, my old alma mater, issued a public challenge named Honey, I Shrank the Payload, which is sort of a nod to the hit movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids from 1989. The public challenge called for people, students, to design instruments that could one day be tiny payloads for future missions to the moon. And on July 14th, JPL announced the miniature winners. Some of them were very clever. A water detector on a single PC card, spectrographs that were just in these little tiny boxes. But of course, that's the way you want to go. The smaller and lighter your payload is, the more payload you can have on a mission. And I was noticing over at SpaceX.com, they already have a price list where if there's, you know, leftover room on a launch, they'll sell it. So you can get your own payload into space, which is really kind of cool. Now, there are certain rules, of course, certain things you cannot send up there. For example, you can't send up like coins or metals or something like that and then bring them back to Earth and sell them. They don't want that kind of exploitation. They're interested in science and meaningful payloads there. But here we go. This is an interesting story. This is about volcanoes. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now, volcanoes that appear to be benign can be much more violent than previously feared due to volatile magma hidden deep below the surface, according to a study. Now, this may have a bearing on something that's going over on the Big Island in Hawaii. Now, if you look at a map, the Big Island, which is also called Hawaii, but it's referred to as the Big Island to avoid confusing it for the entire state. There are two major volcanic peaks. One is Mauna Kea, where the observatories are all located, and the other one is Mauna Loa, which is above the active volcano. But lately, they've been discovering that there are regularly occurring quakes underneath Mauna Kea, and they're not sure where they're coming from. But it could be that, and for the last time Mauna Kea erupted was something like 4,000 years ago. And obviously, with all those observatories up there on the top of the peak, they're very, very concerned about that. All right, so let's talk about Jeff Epstein. Now, we all know about Ghislaine Maxwell, however it's pronounced here. Apparently, there's another woman who's surfaced as a procurer of young women for Jeffrey Epstein, and that's Natalia Malchiv. She's 38 years old, and apparently she lives in Los Angeles, she bills herself as a professional massage therapist, and she insists she's just another Epstein victim who'd been left traumatized by him. Now, Epstein victim Sarah Ransom is accusing Natalia Malchiv of introducing her to Epstein in the Netflix documentary Filthy Rich. Looks like something I'd like to see. South African-born Ransom claims Malchiv lured her into flying to Epstein's private pedophile island in the Caribbean in 2006. Now, a source said Natalia was a victim in all of this. Like everybody else, she did not know what was going to happen to Sarah on that island. Sure, we believe that one. So here's the question. How many women did Jeff Epstein have working for him? And what's it going to take for just one of them to go public with what was really happening? That'll be the interesting part. All right, down in Australia, down under, they have been having a big problem with bushfires. They're estimating that 3 billion with the B animals were killed by the bushfires during what is being described as Australia's summer from hell. The World Wildlife Fund examined 11.46 million hectares of fire-ravaged land. An analysis of the bushland found 3 billion animals inhabited these areas. While scientists can't confirm total deaths, it is unlikely any survived. That's because food sources and shelter habitats were also decimated. The 3 billion figure is three times the estimate made in January by scientists. All right, let's talk about computers here and backdoors. Apparently, Intel wants to backdoor every computer in the world with something called the Intel Management Engine. And this has been a trend we've seen in CPU manufacturers where your CPU has a second CPU on top of it, ostensibly there to optimize flow and make it work faster. But it always turns out that these little parasite CPUs are wide open backdoors as well. So now the backdoors are in the hardware itself. It's time to go back and start building our own computers out of telephone relays. And none of this has anything to do with catching terrorists or criminals. It's all about keeping an eye on you, about violating your privacy, about spying on you to make sure you're not thinking those double plus on good thoughts. Now, we've all watched Boston Dynamics, and they've done some incredible stuff. Apparently, the Ford factory is now employing two of their robot dogs, and they're putting them on the factory floor at the Van Dyke transmission plant near Detroit. And they have these two Boston Dynamic robot dogs named Fluffy and Spot, which can be deployed into tough-to-reach areas within the plant to scan the area with laser scanners and high-definition cameras, collecting data used to retool the plants, saving Ford engineers time and money. Well, that's cool. I think that's really, really good. Okay, as I mentioned at the top of the show, NASA has launched the Perseverance rover to Mars. They're calling it the Alien Hunter, and it will dig up Martian samples and launch the first helicopter on Mars, which looks more like a drone. They showed a picture of it today here. Now, this is very interesting. Scientists have successfully revived more microbes that had lain dormant at the bottom of the sea since the age of the dinosaurs, 100 million years ago. And the organisms are eating and even multiplying after all this time in the deep. Now, that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's the definition of life. If you have a chemical system that reproduces, that's life. So their research sheds light on the remarkable survival power of some of Earth's most primitive species, which can exist for tens of millions of years with barely any oxygen or food before springing back to life in the lab. It's also a warning that something brought back from another planet could still be viable. Okay, here is a cautionary note here. Earlier in the show, I was talking about how profit is now driving the medical industry. And what they want are people who are patients for life. And apparently that is a factor in this promotion of gender reassignment, especially the young people. Because once you've been through that surgery, you're kind of hooked. You have to keep on going to the doctor for hormone treatments and various other issues because of the sex surgery. You know, this is altering the sex characteristics of physically healthy people. It's framed as a human rights issue. And as a result, most people miss the fact it's a growing industry. It's evolving in body disassociation, creating a new market in sex. It's not just engaging in sex, but being a sex, from our genes and DNA to our sex characteristics that are being farmed for profit. Rebranding of transsexualism to transgenderism and its promotion as normal commodifies being a sex. Sex, especially female sex, has already been colonized by corporations through the industries of pornography, prostitution, and commercial surrogacy. But the colonization of being a sex or changing sex goes further. And again, you're going to need constant medical care once you go through that drastic surgery here. Okay, apparently in downtown Manhattan, in the Midtown, drug addicts have converted part of the city into what's called a shooting gallery. And they're shooting up in broad daylight and leaving behind drug-filled needles. And they have, like, photos of a woman injecting a syringe into her arm. That's kind of nasty to see. I remember years ago when I was working in Italy, and I visited a place called Sforzescu Castle. And you could see the druggy needles all over the place. Was really, really, really ugly stuff here. All right, let's go back up here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. All righty. One nation under house arrest. How do COVID-19 mandates impact our freedoms? It doesn't even matter what the nature of the crisis may be. Civil unrest, the national emergencies, unforeseen economic collapse, and so forth. As long as it allows the government to justify all manner of government tyranny in the so-called name of national security here. Okay, another article on Trump delaying the November election. He doesn't really have the authority to do that. Nearly 50% of all the jobs lost during the COVID-19 pandemic may be gone permanently. And we already had a major unemployment problem even before the COVID-19 pandemic. They were trying to hide it from us. Now they can't. Now they got something to blame it on. Okay. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about, we want to talk about lousy timing here. You know, we're coming up on Shark Week on Discovery Channel, and the timing is very unfortunate because of what happened up in Maine. And it's interesting, they've got Mike Tyson apparently is going to, you know, get into a shark cage and punch a shark or something is the highlight of Shark Week here. And, you know, great that he's got the opportunity to make a little bit of money, but Claire felt he was being exploited. All right, we've got callers on the line now. We're going to take a phone call from Jim in Brooklyn. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple of things. You were talking about these gender reassignment operations. I have a name for these people because, you know, on the left side, they call people who are about climate change, they call them climate deniers.
Yes.
I call them chromosome deniers.
Very good.
I want to I beg your pardon?
I said very good.
Yeah, chromosome deniers. That's it. Throw their jargon twisting right back at them. And another thing, have you heard the story that happened a couple of days ago about this person in Manhattan was thrown into an unmarked van by undercover cops and caused a big hullabaloo? Did you hear about that?
I heard about that, yes.
Well, it turns out, I don't know if you heard about this part, it came out afterwards, that was an 18-year-old transgender person. For whatever that's worth.
Well, I'm pretty sure the police didn't arrest him or her or it for that purpose. You know, were they part of a protest? Were they getting violent?
Yeah, well, that's it. It was all violent. The protest is also.
Jim, can you stay in line? Jim, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsor.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Jim in Brooklyn. We're talking about gender. And I just got an email from somebody saying, I find it interesting that transgenders want everyone to accept them for who they are, but they couldn't accept themselves for who they were. And that's a really good point there. You know, oh, my goodness, I'm a man. Whack it off, whack it off. And one of the big ugly secrets of this whole transgender thing is how many people will go through the gender reassignment surgery, then they change their minds and they want to come back. And it's just a huge mess. Now, folks, if you've got your health, that's all you need. If it's not broke, don't fix it. And there's this whole growing industry of surgery for cosmetic, for gender reassignment, for whatever, on people who are otherwise perfectly healthy. And you never come out of a surgery with your health, you know, 100%. There's always a cost anytime any of that thing is done. So, folks, you know, look in the mirror. You are perfect the way the universe made you, and stop letting some charlatan, you know, chase you around with a scalpel and say, I can make you better. My wife has this show that she watches on cable TV. It's called Botch. And it's basically a show about, as the name implies, botched plastic surgery operations that have to be corrected. So you're looking at people who've been through two surgeries, the original plastic surgery that was messed up, then they have to go through and have a correction done. And it's just not good. And as you get older, the scars come out and I don't see it as being worth it. But this email writer just, you know, had it right there. These people are being convinced they can't accept themselves as being a boy or being a girl. And so they go on out and they have this surgery done. And then they walk out there and say, you have to accept me the way I am. Well, why? You couldn't accept you the way that you were.
Oh, Mike. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, and a lot of those people are also, it's also symptomatic of a general displeasure with society at large. A lot of them are in this Antifa type of movement. They're swept up. Portland is famous for it as being a mecca for transgender people. In fact, people in the mm-hmm. local government, some of them are transgenders, and they have a big chip on their shoulder. I want to mention also about this this plastic surgery in general. One of the people who your wife Claire may have seen on TV was a woman about 15, 20 years ago. Her name, they called her the Cat Woman. She was an extremely wealthy socialite, and she ended up having her face looked like a cat. You saw that.
Yeah.
And one other thing you talk about the shooting galleries. I never saw an actual shooting gallery, but I live a few blocks, you know, from the Williamsburg Bridge, which is, you know, very convenient. So I'm basically like I live in Manhattan in a way. And I used to mm-hmm. walk back and forth a lot across the Williamsburg Bridge. Before they refurbished it, we had the old crumbling walkways there. One time, there were people doing that, you know, not as a whole crowd, but, you know, individuals. One time, I got onto the bridge from the Lower East Side. I saw a woman who would be otherwise an attractive person. She had her back propped against the side rail structure, the fence. Her knees were propped up towards her chest. Her buttocks were showing, and blood was dripping down her buttocks. She had just injected herself in her thigh. It was one of the most nauseating things I ever saw on an otherwise attractive person.
Hey, Jim, I got to put you on hold. Jim, I got to put you on hold again. We got to do a station identification. We'll be right back and let you finish your story.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.